Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Oh my god, Ross, too laid back.
I'm not cleaning that up, and I make sure she knows it as well. I'm like, I am not cleaning that up. That being a humongous puddle of vomit outside the men's toilets in the Dorky Castle and Heritage Centre. It's like the worst vomit I've ever seen as well. Whatever the child was eating. Although ice cream, cake and popcorn definitely figure in the mix. Surika hands me a mop and a bucket. I'm there, Surika, I've never even cleaned up my own children's sick. Which isn't down to me being a sexist, by the way. I just have a famously weak stomach. I'm not mopping up after some other randomer. Jesus, the kid didn't even chew half this popcorn. Surika goes, Ross, you are cleaning up that vomit. We have to make this look realistic, just so Bunny Dowdall doesn't expect that we know something. Yeah, no, we're doing the usual volunteering at the annual Kalini and Dorky combined Christmas fete. And this year we've been put on toilet cleaning duties as a punishment for honour slashing the tyres of hundreds of cars in the area. Illegibly, of course, because nothing has been proven yet. I'm there. Why can't we just tell Bunny to shove her Christmas fete up her...
Because firstly, Surika goes, my mom was the one who set up this fete in the first place, and I am not being driven away by Bunny fucking Dowdall. And secondly, if it's true that she really does fix the raffle every year, I'm going to catch her in the act.
A voice behind me suddenly goes, can you clean up the sick, please, there? It's been sitting there for an hour. I turn around and, yeah, no, it's Bunny herself, swanning around like she owns the place, a clipboard under her arm and a giant pair of sunglasses on her head like a welder taking a breather. I'm there, you clean it up if it's bothering you so much. But Surika goes,
he's about to do it, Bunny.
Bunny's there, it's just that if somebody slips in it, we could have a claim for compensation on our hands. This is Dorky.
Absolutely, Surika goes, get cleaning, Ross.
And I have no choice but to do what I'm told. Bunny goes,
I'm surprised that you two showed your faces at all, especially after I took the present wrapping from you, Surika, and gave it to Susanna Jennings.
Surika's there, a Lawler has volunteered at this fete every single year since my mom first set it up in the 1990s.
Is that right? Bunny goes, we must see about getting you some kind of medal next year. Clean up that sick, and also one of the toilets in the ladies has overflowed again.
And then off the woman Fox, with a big, glass-chewing grin on her face.
Surika's there. Oh my God, did you hear the way she just spoke to me? I am so going to enjoy bringing her down.
I'm like, you might want to plunge that toilet first. It's probably someone putting hand towels down it again. But there ends up being no time, because Bunny suddenly has the mic in her hand, and she announces that she's going to do the raffle. There's like a sudden buzz in the room and honour tips over to us just as Bunny draws the first ticket to win a curling tongs and a €50 voucher for Hairway to Heaven on Castle Street.
Surika's there, are you absolutely sure about this, Honour? And Honour's like, what, about the main prize being a fix? Oh my God, everybody talks about it? Do you even read the comments on the Dorky Open Forum?
I'm there, Surika, I think we should maybe just leave it. You could set up a rival fate next year. But there's no point in talking to her, because her mind is made up. After giving out 11 or 12 prizes, most of them €50 vouchers for local businesses, Bunny announces that she's going to draw the winning ticket for the week-long golfing trip to Villa Mora. She spins the tombola, and Surika watches her like Faf de Klerk, waiting for the ball to pop out on the other side of the scrum. When the tombola stops spinning, Surika makes her move. She would have made a very good scrum half, in fairness to the girl. Bunny opens the little door on the tombola and Surika rushes at her. The woman goes to put her hand inside the drum, but Surika grabs her hoard by the wrist and lifts her hand into the air. Bunny goes, what are you doing? And Surika's like, open your hand. Because, yeah, no, the woman's fist is closed. Bunny's there. I will not open my hand until you tell me what this is about. The draw is fixed, Sirica announces to the crowd. The winning ticket is already in her hand. There are, like, gasps in the room. Sirica's there. She does this every year. Bunny's like, how dare you? Which, of course, is pretty much the motto for the town. But then she opens her fist, and there are even more gasps, because her hand is empty. This will be discussed on the Dorky Open Forum tonight. That's as sure as we'll be hearing from Bunny's solicitor next week. Sirica goes, I'm sorry. And she's looking at Honor as if expecting an explanation. Bunny goes, now, after that rude interruption and actionable allegation made in front of more than 200 witnesses, I'm going to draw the winning ticket for the trip to Villamora. I turn to Honor and I'm like, Honor, what the fuck? But she just goes, wait for it. Bunny sticks her hand in the drum. After a quick rummage, she whips out her ticket. She's like, it's a... And she suddenly stops, looking uncertain. Then goes, blue ticket? The number is 666. That's me, Honor shouts, holding up the matching ticket. Bunny looks pale, like she's about to pass out. Honor goes, as you know, Bunny, it's the only blue ticket in the tombola. I used double-sided tape to stick it to the inside of the drum in place of the ticket that you had stuck there. And then she pulls out another ticket out of her pocket, which I have right here. Circa's like, oh my God. And she's not the only one. And Honor smiles and goes, Merry Christmas, Bunny, you total fucking crook.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.